Welcome to another AAT podcast. Today, providing an update on some UK residence and domicile issues, where there have been a number of changes in recent years. Significant changes were introduced by Finance Act 2008, becoming effective from the 6th of April 2008. A summary of the Finance Act 2008 changes to the residence domicile rules is as follows. Most individuals who are entitled to use the remittance basis of taxation now need to make an annual claim before they can do so. Individuals claiming the remittance basis of taxation, where they have unremitted foreign income or gains of £2,000 or more arising in the tax year, will lose their entitlement to personal tax allowances and the annual exempt amount for capital gains tax. The introduction of an annual £30,000 tax charge for adult remittance basis users resident in the UK in the current year and for seven or more of the previous nine tax years, where they have unremitted foreign income or gains of £2,000 or more in the current year. Changing the day counting rules that determine when someone becomes resident in the UK under the 183-day rule to count as a day, any day upon which an individual is in the UK at the end of that day. In other words, at midnight, but subject to a new rule for transit passengers. The closure of a number of loopholes and flaws in the remittance basis that allowed people to bring untaxed income or gains into the UK tax-free. Subsequently, HMRC has issued new guidance, firstly replacing its booklet IR20, Residents and Non-Residents, Liability to Tax in the UK, with the new booklet HMRC6, Residents, Domicile and the Remittance Basis Guidance. That guidance is mainly aimed at individuals and is considered by many to be an unfinished piece of work. There is more guidance in the Employment Income Manual from EIM 42800, and more information can be found on the HMRC website at www.hmrc.gov.uk/CNR/RES-DOM-Tax-Amends. This will open up a lot of guidance, including the following. A simple guide to residence, ordinary residence and domicile. Revised guidance on letting property. A short guide for international students on what they need to know about UK tax. The Residence Domicile and the Remittance Basis Guidance, HMRC 6. Technical guidance on the remittance basis is found within the Residence Domicile and Remittances Manual, RDRM, and more detailed guidance on domicile is also found there. Guidance on Capital Gains Tax Finance Act 2008 changes affecting beneficiaries of non-resident settlements, the October 2009 version. New guidance on the application of the remittance basis to the transfer of assets. Updates to the Capital Gains Tax Manual to reflect the remittance basis changes. Section 690 ITPA Directions Guidance. Updated guidance on employment-related securities and the remittance basis. Guidance on coming to work in the UK. A Statement of Practice 1/09, which replaced 5/1984. And those frequently asked questions that have yet to be incorporated into the new guidance. So you can see there's quite a lot of guidance on the website.